Hello, hi, good morning, let's go. It's Thursday, April 17th, 2025. This is First Thing with Kevin Mano. Real quick look at all the headlines across the board. You know the drill. Show starts right now. And we always start with the top story. This is actually getting to be a big story. I think it's going to get even bigger. Scientists just found the strongest evidence yet of life on an alien planet. They call it a potentially landmark discovery. They did this using the James Webb Space Telescope, and basically they have observed chemicals, the chemical fingerprints of gases that we have on Earth, gases that are only produced by biological processes. Whoa, it's a planet called K218b, so it's out there. I guess these gases are made here by algae. So who knows, there might not be like aliens walking around on K218b, but there could be life. That's big. These researchers specified that they're not claiming they found life, simply that there is a chance and that more observations are needed. I mean, I don't want to give Katy Perry all the credit, but this did come out the day after she got back from space. She did something up there. It's a transformational moment in the search for life beyond the solar system. All right, okay, on to sports. First, a sad one in the sports world. There was a boat crash during a Major League fishing tournament yesterday morning. Two boats hit each other in Alabama, and unfortunately, three people lost their lives. Three men. Authorities did not confirm the cause of the crash. It's very sad. The final day of that tournament was set for today and has now been canceled. Another serious one here. In last night's Twins-Mets game, an umpire named Hunter Wendelstedt took a line drive to the face. He was at first base, and they say the ball was traveling at 90 miles per hour. That's scary fast. He seemed like he was in quite a bit of pain when it happened, but he was able to get up to his feet and he left the game. He was taken to the hospital for further tests. And the last I heard, this came out last night, but he was doing fine and was in good spirits. I'm doing air quotes, can you tell? Lastly, in other baseball news, the Savannah Bananas are a huge hit on the internet. People love them. They attract big crowds everywhere they go. And now, starting April 26th, ESPN and Disney Plus will start airing some of their games. That's cool. 10 games this summer. I can link the details if you want more info. Again, that first game, Savannah Bananas on TV, going to be on the 26th. On to some entertainment headlines. First, actress Michelle Trachtenberg passed away back in February, and yesterday, the New York City Medical Examiner's Office revealed her cause of death. They said she died a natural death from complications of diabetes. Her family had opted not to perform an autopsy, but the toxicology test results just provided some answers. Again, Michelle was 39 years old. In legal news, Haley Joel Osment, the actor, I see dead people, that guy, he was arrested for public intoxication and possession of a controlled substance at the Mammoth Mountain Resort. It's a ski resort in California. This happened a week ago, but it just came out. He was booked and released. The DA out there is deciding whether or not to prosecute. The Time 100 came out yesterday, Time's annual list of the 100 most influential people. Really, I could do a whole podcast about it, but a quick recap. Demi Moore is on there. So is Demi Moore, depending on how you say it. Snoop Dogg, Scarlett Johansson, Serena Williams, Lorne Michaels, Nikki Glaser, Ed Sheeran, Kristen Bell, Adam Scott, Simone Biles, Joe Rogan, Kristen Wiig. They're all on the list. Of course, people like President Trump, Elon Musk, and Mark Zuckerberg are all on as well. They're going to have a big Time 100 gala on the 24th, which will eventually air on ABC in May. Mr. Beast fans that paid $1,000 for an immersive experience in Las Vegas want their money back. They said the experience was terrible. They got almost nothing, and they were all very angry. As of this morning, it sounds like Resorts World Las Vegas is admitting that expectations were not met and that people will be fully refunded. Lastly here, Amanda Bynes just announced that she has joined OnlyFans, but she said she won't be doing any sleazy content. You've come to the wrong place. You're not going to find that at OnlyFans. No, she said she wants to use the service to connect with fans and chat in the DMs. Moving on to movie and TV news. It's being reported that recent Oscar winner Mikey Madison from the movie Anora just passed on a Star Wars movie. This is the movie that Ryan Gosling is supposedly set to star in. It's a standalone movie in the Star Wars universe. And Mikey Madison said no thank you. In other Ryan Gosling news, he is reportedly producing a new Killer Clowns in Outer Space movie. If you're not familiar, You definitely should be. It's maybe the worst movie I've ever seen in my life. It came out in 1988, and it's become such a cult classic. The word is Gosling is producing a remake for Amazon. In TV news, we just found out the comedian Nate Bargatze is going to host the Emmys this year. I love that. I love him. It's happening in L.A. in September. His first time hosting the show. He's going to do great. September 14th. Lindsay Lohan has a new show. She's going to star in a drama on Hulu called Count My Lies. It's based on a novel. A couple of the people behind This Is Us are going to be running things. That's Lindsay's first lead role in a TV series. Jimmy Fallon has a new competition show over at NBC. It's called On Brand. It's a marketing competition. That's pretty cool. It's different. It's coming soon. In home renovation news, Joanna Gaines has a new show. It's called Mini Rennie. It's coming next month to Magnolia Network and Max. 9 episodes for now. She's doing quick little mini projects in the show. Again, that premieres May 14th. Now, a few things on this evening. Some premieres and finales out there. It's the first season finale of Matlock on CBS. It's the series finale of Bosch Legacy on Amazon. Amazon also has the third season finale of The Wheel of Time. Also, Amazon has the third season premiere of Leverage Redemption. And NBC has the fifth season premiere of Law & Order Organized Crime.
And now, let's enjoy an intermission.
This show is supported by Nandaka. Yes, it's a coffee alternative. I love it. It's made with pure, clean ingredients. It's like a mushroom coffee, but unlike other mushroom coffees, this one actually uses real functional mushrooms. A lot of brands use this like grain powder, but Nandaka is made with 100% fruiting body mushrooms. That's the part that actually has the powerful compounds that support energy, focus, and longevity. I love it. It supports digestion and metabolism. It's good for gut health and keeping sugar cravings in check. I like it. When you're ready to learn more about it, you can go to my link. It's peaklife.com/first thing. Don't forget the first thing. And don't forget that peak is P-I-Q-U-E. So P-I-Q-U-E, life.com/first thing. If you decide to give them a try, you'll get 20% off for life and a free starter kit with your first purchase. Again, where? At peaklife.com/first thing. Okay, on to music. This was a trending story all day yesterday. Spotify went down for hours. No, it wasn't out for everyone everywhere, but tens of thousands of users had issues. It was about 5.5 hours before it was back up and running. Around noon Eastern time, Spotify wrote online, "All clear. Thanks for your patience." We don't really know what happened, but they did debunk the rumors that it was a security hack. This isn't music related, but it is related. Zoom was down for a while yesterday as well. Around 60,000 users reported issues at the peak of the problem. In new music news, Morgan Wallen just released the full track list from his upcoming album, all 37 songs. And yeah, it confirms that Tate McRae is on a track. So are Ernest, Eric Church, Hardy, and Post Malone. I'm the Problem, that's the name of the album. It comes out May 16th. Snoop Dogg has a new gospel album on the way. Altar Call is the name of it. It's his second gospel album. He put out Bible of Love back in 2018. This one is going to feature Jamie Foxx on a track. It's going to be out April 27th, which would have been his mom, Beverly Tate's 74th birthday. Snoop Dogg honoring his mom. It's pretty cool. Weekend 2 of Coachella gets started tomorrow, and The Weeknd, the singer, has something to do with it this time around. It's not clear if he'll be there in person, but his upcoming movie, Hurry Up Tomorrow, is doing a Ferris wheel takeover, whatever that means. They have a Ferris wheel out there, and I guess it belongs to The Weeknd this weekend. Lastly, in fake festival news, if you can believe it, Fyre Festival 2 has been canceled. You don't say. The man behind it, Billy McFarlane, said it's still going to happen at some point, just not this summer in Mexico as he had originally planned. Some additional headlines here on this Thursday morning. Yesterday, California Governor Gavin Newsom filed a lawsuit on behalf of his state against President Trump's tariffs. These two have never gotten along. They don't agree on much. And now California is leading the charge against the president's new tariffs. They are the first state to sue over the issue. Newsom called them unlawful and unprecedented. He is suing to immediately block the tariffs. He said no state has more to lose here than California. Unfortunately, Puerto Rico is dealing with another island-wide power outage. This is no good. They just dealt with this back on New Year's Eve. A blackout. Luma Energy said that shortly after noon yesterday, all 1.4 million customers on the island were without power. As of this morning, about a tenth of them are back up and running. and the company gave a window of up to 72 hours to get it all done. In international news, the group known as Anonymous just released a bunch of sensitive Russian data, 10 terabytes of information on businesses, assets, and pro-Russian officials around the world. It's being called unprecedented in scale and potential implications. The oldest known survivor of the attack on Pearl Harbor just passed away, Vaughn Drake Jr. He was born in 1918. This news just came out, even though he actually died back on the 7th. He was 106 years old. There will be a military burial service for him today in Kentucky. In social media news, X, formerly Twitter, just announced that they're doing away with direct messages. No more sliding into DMs because there's no more DMs. They're replacing it with something they're calling X-Chat. Kind of sounds like something for adults. X-Chat, but that's the new name for DMs on X. Lastly here, I always end the show with something positive. I'm going to post this video in our Instagram stories. It's been making the rounds, so maybe you've seen this, but I definitely wanted to mention it because not only is it cool when a community comes together, but it also just seems really smart to me. Chelsea, Michigan, a small town in Michigan, they have a bookstore, Serendipity Books, and they were moving to another location right around the corner. So in order to move all those books, around 300 people came out. They made two lines on the sidewalk, and they just passed the books one by one. It was an assembly line, a human chain. They called it the Book Brigade. They said it took less than 2 hours, which is way less than boxing everything up and hiring a moving company. Work smarter, not harder. Again, it's very cool. I'm going to post the video at First Thing Pod if you want to see these people and their human chain, their book chain, passing the books. It's up in the Instagram stories, and the show is over now. Okay. Thanks for being here, friends. Appreciate you as always. Just racing through this week. Come back tomorrow. Yeah, Friday. We'll do all this again. Have a great Thursday.
Please tell your friends about this show.